The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, now, you're going to have to listen very carefully, all right? Because this story I'm going to share with you is very confusing, convoluted, and I'm going to try to make sense out of, well, nonsense. But I say so often, you follow biblical principles, you have clarity. You reject biblical principles, you have nothing but chaos. Talk about chaos. Now, again, listen carefully, and I'll try to make sense of this story. Last month, after more than 10 years in hiding in Nicaragua, Lisa Miller surrendered herself to American authorities at the U.S. Embassy in Managua, Nicaragua. Okay? Lisa Miller has been hiding, basically, in Nicaragua for 10 years. She just recently turned herself in to U.S. authorities. She is now in custody at the Federal Detention Center in Miami, and she is facing kidnapping and conspiracy charges, and she'll probably be found guilty. All right, what did she do? Well, we have to go back to the year 2000. In the year 2000, Lisa Miller was living with her female partner, Janet Jenkins. They lived in Virginia. They wanted to get married, but it was not legal for two women to get married in Virginia at that time. This is 2000. So Lisa Miller and her female partner, Janet Jenkins, traveled from Virginia to Vermont to take advantage of Vermont's civil union law. You with me? 2 years later, Lisa Miller bore a child, Isabella, conceived through artificial insemination. So you with me? This is now 2002. Well, Miller and her girlfriend, civil partner now, actually moved then to Vermont. But then in 2003, Lisa Miller and Janet Jenkins separated. Lisa Miller, the biological mother of this child, moved back to Virginia with her daughter when the daughter was 17 months old. Well, in an unprecedented move, the Virginia court awarded visitation rights to Jenkins. Again, she had nothing to do with the birth of the child. She was a live-in, shack-up honey with Lisa Miller. They had separated, but the court gave Lisa Jenkins visitation rights. At that point, Jenkins had agreed to pay some child support, but she had no legally recognized parental relationship with the child, Isabella. She only lived with the child the first year of the child's life. And then remember, they split up, they moved to different places and so forth. But the court treated Jenkins as if she were a biological or adoptive parent. Can you imagine a court that would award parental rights to a live-in boyfriend? Just a live-in boyfriend. Okay. Later that year, a Virginia court ruled that Lisa Miller was Isabella's sole legal parent. Well, of course. She was the birth mother, and the shack-up female girlfriend was only in the home for 1 year. So a Virginia court ruled that Lisa Miller was Isabella's sole legal parent. That makes sense. The rest of the story does not. Her partner, or her former partner, Jenkins, appealed, arguing that the Parental Kidnapping Prevention Act required Virginia to honor the Vermont court's ruling. Well, as crazy, as insane as it seems, the Virginia Supreme Court sided with Jenkins, giving Jenkins equal parenting rights with the biological birth mother. Well, to add a twist, by this time, Lisa Miller had accepted Christ as Savior. She became a Christian. She became firmly convinced that a lesbian lifestyle was wrong. It was immoral, and she did not want her daughter to be involved in a lesbian relationship. So, Lisa Miller, believing that this was the best thing for her daughter, defied the order of the Vermont court and denied Jenkins visitation and parental rights. Now, you ready for this? In response, Vermont awarded Jenkins, the live-in former civil union partner who had nothing to do with the birth of this child, the state of Vermont took away the parental rights of the birth mother, Lisa Miller, and gave primary custody of the child to Jenkins. Say what? A Vermont court took away the parental rights of the mother and gave the parental rights to the lesbian shack-up honey. Well, Lisa Miller had a decision to make. Does she obey the court and put her daughter into a situation that she believed was wrong, unscriptural, and immoral? She fled the United States with Isabella, who was by then 7 years old. She went out of the United States into Canada and finally made her way to Nicaragua, and they have been living there ever since. And by the way, Isabella is now 18 years old, which means the court's custody order no longer applies. She's 18 years old. So the whole thing about custody, parental rights, is now a moot point. The girl is 18 years old, and Lisa Miller fled for 10 years, more than 10 years, trying desperately to protect her daughter. She is now charged with kidnapping her own daughter from the custody of a woman who had nothing to do with the birth. Are you confused yet? I certainly am. So she has been charged with kidnapping and a whole list of other crimes. And according to legal authorities commenting on it, they believe she probably will be found guilty and possibly, very possibly, will spend time in prison for kidnapping her own daughter. May I repeat? You follow biblical principles, you have clarity. You have men, you have women. You have mothers, you have fathers. You have parents. You violate biblical principles, you abandon biblical principles, and you have absolute total chaos. You have courts giving parental rights to a female partner who had absolutely nothing to do with the birth, and was only a part of the child's life for less than one full year. In essence, in my opinion, the state of Vermont kidnapped this little girl when she was little from her birth mother. If anyone is guilty of kidnapping, it's the state of Vermont, who is uber left. There are other lessons to be learned in this. There are consequences to our decisions. Lisa Miller was not a Christian, but she made a terrible decision. And even though she has been forgiven and she is now a follower of Christ, she is now suffering consequences. I'll keep you updated on that. Her trial has not yet started, but she is in a federal detention center in Miami.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Can I make a confession to you if you promise not to tell anybody else? Can we keep this just between you and me, or is it you and I? Can we keep it just between us and nobody else? All right, I don't even know how to confess this. I like Hallmark movies. Shh, don't tell anybody. But yeah, I like Hallmark movies. Joy and I enjoy sitting down and watching a good movie. Yes, you know exactly what's going to happen. 2 minutes into the movie, you know she's going to fall in love with him. He's going to fall in love with her. You know exactly what's going to happen. Some of the mystery movies, you don't know, but, well, I never figure out who did it in the mystery movies, but Joy always knows. She always knows who did it, but anyway, we have enjoyed Hallmark movies. Well, Hallmark is experiencing what they are calling a seismic shift. Listen to this. The CEO of Crown Media Family Networks, the parent company of the Hallmark Channel, recently boasted about the seismic shift in the number of LGBT characters appearing on the network's original programming. Wanya Lucas, president and CEO of Crown Media Family Networks, discussed the network's efforts to expand the representation of the LGBTQ community in the programming recently during a virtual question and answer session. And I quote from the president and CEO of Crown Media Family Network, quote, "I'm proud of the progress this team is making to expand diversity in our programming, and it is nothing short of seismic." Michelle Vickery, Executive Vice President of Programming for Crown Media, expressed excitement about the movie Mix It Up on the Mediterranean, which features the network's, quote, and I'm quoting, "first gay lead." Yeah, we've seen this coming, obviously. Last summer, Hallmark released this statement. Some of you may remember it. And again, I'm quoting from a Hallmark official release this past summer. "Diversity and inclusion is a top priority for us, and we look forward to making more programming announcements in the coming months with projects featuring LGBTQ storylines, characters, and actors." Hallmark movies are being used as an engine to advance the LGBT moral revolution. Statements from Hallmark themselves. Now, can I quickly just give all of us a reminder course, a remedial course in why sin is called sin in Scripture? There's a lot of misunderstanding in the world about why the Bible calls certain things sin. A lot of people believe that God labeled things sin that were fun because God is a bully up in the clouds and he doesn't want anybody to have fun. He doesn't want us to enjoy life. He doesn't want us to have a good time. No, 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 no. He wants us to be miserable. So anything and everything that is fun and enjoyable, God called sin. Well, that is a lie out of the pit of hell. Here is the one and only reason why God called anything sin. And it's a long list, by the way, but here's the only reason. If God called it sin, it's harmful. It's hurtful. It's destructive. And God, being our Father and our Creator, does not want his creation, and especially his children, to be involved in things that will hurt them. Think about how little children misunderstand the motives of their parents. Little children want to do this. They want to play ball in the middle of the street. They want to play with sharp objects. They want to have candy before, after, and during every single meal. Little children want to be involved in all kinds of activities that will hurt them, but a loving parent will say, no, that's not good for you. And the reason they do that is because they love the child and they know what is best. That is our Heavenly Father. Why did God call same-sex relationship sin? Because it's harmful. Take a look at the medical statistics. Take a look at the dangers of the physical dangers as well as the emotional dangers of same-sex relationships. They are harmful. They are destructive. They hurt people. They destroy people. Here we have Hallmark. Here we have Hallmark demonstrating a gross lack of care and concern for the well-being of their audience. They are promoting behavior and lifestyles that are harmful. The motive? I'll let God judge the motive. Sad, 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 sad. All right, we'll be back.